Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. Poems From Here is a project of Maine Public Radio and the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission. Today's poem is Turning the Corner, I Saw You by Mark Melnikov. Mark is the author of two ekphrastic poetry collections, Sometimes Times with printmaker Terry Winters and Ghosts with painter Abby Shawn. He teaches English and creative writing at Falmouth High School. He writes, "One day a few years ago, I wandered into the Gillian Rotunda of the Portland Museum of Art and came upon Hiram Powers' marble bust of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. It startled me because it seemed as if Longfellow himself, transported by the magic of art, was in the chamber. I began a conversation with him right away before his apparition could fade. My poem records what transpired between us. Everything he said and some of what I uttered was lifted from his poetry." Turning the Corner, I Saw You by Mark Melnikov. Turning the corner, I saw you, white, very, very white. "Mr. Longfellow," I said, "dear Henry of the matrilineal Wadsworths, what are you doing here on display, sheltered in this beautiful town seated by the sea? Does it haunt your memory still?" I looked to your mouth, frozen open, and assessed your frame. You had no pupils, irises, eardrums, arms, legs, breasts, or genitalia. "What happened?" I asked. "You have been reduced to a bust." "Things are not what they seem," you said in a whisper. "Is that so?" I replied. "Is that all you can say, unoriginally quoting one of your old lines?" You kept gazing ahead through the museum's blemish-free walls, down east toward Europe, where you had traveled when you could weigh anchor and pay for passage, translating continental airs into a music you would return to America with. "Art is long and time is fleeting," you mumbled, capitalizing time, Germanic-like, to emphasize its gravitas. "That's true," I said, "but aren't you carrying this business of art being long too far? Look, your blood's leached out. Your pulse is kaput. How is art helping you now? Surely, after all this time, more than 15 decades of reposing on this pedestal, you must have thought of something new." You answered with silence. I'd say an eternity of silence, but I don't want to be accused of employing dead metaphors in my poetry, as you were by critics who disparaged your verse, both to your face when it was fleshy and after it turned to milky marble. It was too late to rectify that, and I felt sad, seeing how you might have wanted what you could not have, for you lacked a heart, or if you still had one, you could not feel it, encased as it was in stone. I had foolishly wanted more from you than you had already spent. You had become what you had written. There was no more to be said. With a wave, I backed away, a step at a time, until I was swept up by a gale veering my flapping sail, and, still achieving, still pursuing, was blown away into a future light. That was Turning the Corner, I Saw You by Mark Melnikov. All of the poems in the series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Chuten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems From Here is produced by Lucy Suchek. The music is by Chris Moore. Hannah Perry manages permissions. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening. Thank you.